the flip side, of course, of making clear requests is saying no, because some of us don't.
Yeah, what about folks who are insecure and they just can't say no?
Yeah, well, we try to get them to notice their triggers, for one thing, right? Because we have a physical reaction, so that's another case where we do an activity practicing saying no and asking for things so that they can begin to get a sense that they get controlled, you know, in this play, this role situation. They still have responses, physical responses, triggers. And, you know, imagine if you're doing it in a role-playing where we've all agreed what the rules are going to be, what we're going to do. In real life, when it happens, it can control us. Those triggers are part of that fight or flight or freeze reaction that
right.
we have. And so if we can begin to be aware that it's just a trigger and I can do it differently. So, you know, part of it is learning to say no so that we're not constantly doing things we don't really want to be doing. That doesn't mean you're going to say no to everything. There are going to be some things that are important to you and that you want to do. But it allows us to be able to say no when we need to say no, and it's okay. You know, and many times I'll hear participants realize that it's okay for me to say no. I can say no. And they find it, you know, a great freedom to be able to do that.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be very liberating if you just said yes to everything all the time, encumbered yourself, and you were driving yourself crazy.
Mm-hmm.